4 years ago, when USSA CEO Bill Marolt began to think about his retirement after the 2014 Sochi Olympics, the board of directors began looking at their options. Marolt tells KPCW a search firm was hired and a committee was formed.
There was a lot of interest in the job, and ultimately Tiger rose to the top because the organization was looking for somebody that had, you know, a good background in athletics, knew the ski business, knew the ski team, but also was a good businessman on their own in their own right. And Tiger really fit that bill. And I think that because of his passion and enthusiasm to do this job, I think he really looks at it as, you know, we all have one-time unique opportunities in our life that we're presented with. And I think that Tiger looks at it in that way. Remember, he is an Olympian. He's a 9-time national champion, went to school and graduated from Dartmouth. So he's got a good background in skiing.
Marolt thinks it's important that someone who has been there is the right person to lead this organization.
I think what we've learned over the years when we've had executives in this role, you know, they're very good at understanding the business side and maybe the donor side, but what they don't really understand is the athletic side. And that has really been my focus, and I'm sure that will be Tiger's focus. You have to focus on the athletes because that's what the company is all about. You know, to put it kind of in a blunt way, they're the product. And they're the brand, and they create the value. And without them, you can't do all of the other things that we want to do. You can't find sponsors, donors, the support that we get from the USOC. So that's why I think it's critically important to have somebody that really understands the company and what we're trying to do.
Marolt competed in the 1964 Olympic Games, and he was the head coach of the U.S. ski team during the 1984 Olympics in Sarajevo with a crew of great athletes, including Tiger Shaw.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that team because at the time that was a fabulous – that was Phil and Steve Mayer and Cindy Nelson and Kristen Cooper and Tamara McKinney, Debbie Armstrong, you know, won 5 medals in the 84 Olympics. So, and Tiger was part of that group, so it was a special group. So that's a good bond between Tiger and myself. It will be easy to communicate, will be easy to work with him, and be easy to pass the ball on to him.
Although Marolt was snickered at for coming up with his best in the world vision, he says it has served USSA well and something that Tiger Shaw is ready to carry forward.
I've had a wide breadth of experience in my career, and I learned from a football coach at Colorado, if you have a goal, you're not really committed unless you're willing to write it down and put it up on the wall. So that's what we did. You know, as a staff, this was a staff decision. We sat down and we talked about it. What do we want this company to be? And ultimately, we decided we want USSA to be best in the world. So we put it up on the wall, and that's what we went for. There were people that doubted. There were people that laughed. And ultimately, it's every individual or organization achieve what they emphasize. And so we stayed on point, and we've stayed on it. And you're right, I will stay on that. When I walk out the door, that's going to be my parting shot. Remember, we're going for best in the world.
Tiger Shaw begins October 1st and will serve side-by-side with Bill Marolt until he hands over the reins sometime next spring or early summer. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.